Well, consuming a diet high in animal proteins could have serious health consequences, especially for certain age groups. And joining us live is Susan Levin, a registered dietitian and director of nutrition education for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Susan, good morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is more in an area of study that's been underway for decades, actually, but it's getting a lot of attention here because it is suggesting something very powerful, that eating meats and cheeses and some of these meat products that are high in protein can be as dangerous to us as being a smoker. Now, you know, a lot of us were raised thinking you're supposed to have meat and cheese in the diet. This is phenomenal.
Right. So when you smoke, you have about a 3 times the risk of dying as someone who doesn't smoke. And we're seeing at least that here with this study that just came out showing that higher animal, not even high, moderate to high animal protein intake does increase your risk of dying from all causes, from cardiovascular disease, from diabetes, and from cancer. So I think it mimics smoking in a lot of ways. Decades ago, everyone smoked, and maybe they were aware of the risks, maybe they weren't. And I think today, even consumers are kind of aware that maybe eating meat products isn't the best thing for them. But as more and more research comes out, I think we're going to see more backing, government coming in and saying, well, maybe we shouldn't be recommending so much meat in our dietary guidelines or in our MyPlate diagram. So protecting consumers more, catching up with science, because as you said, the science has been around for decades.
Susan, there are studies out, and there was one in 2012 that actually said that people who eat lean beef get more protein, zinc, potassium, and B vitamins than people who don't. So the implication for me is that maybe it's more of a balance. Perhaps some meat, some vegetables, but you don't have to go all the way one way or the other.
Well, I think you're going to do a lot better the fewer of these animal products that you consume, the less meat of any kind, the fewer dairy products, the fewer eggs. And yes, you might get more of certain nutrients, but more isn't always better. And we see that with consuming meat products, you're going to get more iron. But iron is actually quite toxic, and excess iron can lead to things like higher risk for cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. And that's probably why you do see these high risk with consumption. Nobody really knows exactly why people die younger when they eat animal products, but one reason might be because they are higher in components like iron and zinc, things right. You need, but not in excess.
And there are a lot of really great proteins that do come from plant-based products that can, you know, more than easily fulfill your daily need of protein. One of the phenomenal things that came out of the study, though, that made you turn your head was, you may not have to give up that pepperoni pizza forever.
Right.
The study found that those over 65 might benefit from a diet that is high in those proteins from animal fats.
Well, actually, what it found was that people after the age of 65, and you've seen this in other studies, you protect yourself from getting sick by eating a plant-based diet. But if you do get sick, you want a little extra weight and extra nutrients there to protect you, so you don't waste away, for example, right, if you got cancer. Mm-hmm. However, what the researchers said in the study was that consuming your proteins from plant sources at any age, even for those who are older and above the age of 65, are going to be doing better in terms of protecting their health.
So they can't be dreaming of cheeseburgers?
I wouldn't recommend it. I think it's a good idea to start young so that when you do, first of all, protect yourself from even getting these diseases. But if you do get sick in your older age, you're going to be consuming more nutrient-dense foods, like you said, these plant proteins, of which we get plenty when we eat a fully plant-based diet.
All right, very good. Susan, thanks so much for coming in this morning, talking with us. Susan Levin is a registered dietitian and director of nutrition education for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
All right.